thrill.
Just to simply wander back.
Just to simply wander back to the cabin on the hill.
Cabin on the Hill. We get a lot of questions of where our weekly article is now currently found. You can find it every week at Rosie on the House. We still do write one article a week. And rosieonthehouse.com, or you can get to rosieonthehouse.com and subscribe to the newsletter, and it'll come to you by email every single Thursday. Gives you the article of the week, as well as a heads up of what we'll be covering on the show that very next Saturday.
And you can also get it in the Tucson Daily Star.
Yes.
They deliver all over the state. Green Valley News and the Casa Grande Connection all publish as well.
So they do.
If you're the old-fashioned type like Rosie and you like this,
I like the paper
in your hand.
I like the paper and the cup of coffee every morning on the back patio. The other thing you can find at rosieonthehouse.com that we're doing are do-it-yourself tips that are very specific to Arizona home situations. And we're getting ready to shoot our next series of tips. And all those tips are sponsored by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. We appreciate them doing that because it is going to bring y'all a ton of video footage of things you need to know in, about, and around your house. And I threatened we weren't going to take this call, but we don't do that. We don't cut callers out because it's a topic. We're trying to cover a topic this hour on your dream getaway home in the Pines. But when it's 115 degrees outside, everybody wants to know about super cooling. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
All right. Well, I'm doing great. My house is 68 degrees every night.
Well, that's kind of what I just started 2 days ago, and what I wanted to call about is I'm on that 9-to-9.
Okay.
APS.
Okay.
And I turned my AC down to 69, and I turned it up to 79 during the day from 9 o'clock in the morning till 9 at night.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, should I just, because I have an automatic thermostat.
Perfect.
What about weekends? I mean, that's...
Well, depending on the sophistication level of your thermostat, my thermostat knows what day of the week, what day of the month it is. It even accounts for leap years.
Yes.
And it will automatically go ahead and just take it into the super cool mode all weekend long. It's you're buying electricity at one-third the price. The key to super cooling, Bob, regardless what plan you're on, I like the noon to seven plan a lot better for APS. But 9 to 9, if that fits your lifestyle better, that's okay. But I like the noon to seven for our lifestyle. And the key is, I have people call me and say, it's not working. And I say, let me see your bill. You've got to get to the point where you're buying 85 to 90% of your power off peak. At my house, without changing our lifestyle, we're buying 92% of all the electricity we consume all month long after 7 p.m. and before high noon the next day. So when you get to a 92-8 split, I'm paying in a month about 7.5 cents per kilowatt.
And that's APS. If you're SRP will have their own time advantage program,
and
it'll be a different name.
We're just beginning to figure out Tucson Electric, TEP.
They'll have their own. So
the key with TEP is they don't split the on-off peak very much. Yeah, so it's you're going to save, but you're not going to save as much. We're in the midst of running some trials in Tucson and Pima County right now to figure out how we can dial this in for the Southern Arizona residents.
And if you just caught Rosie on the House for the first time, and this is the first time you've heard of super cooling, think of it like this. Take a ice cube that you would get out of an ice cube tray and put it outside next to a block of ice you'd buy at the store. Which one's going to melt faster? The little tiny ice cube. So what you're doing is you're turning your entire home and the off-peak time into this huge block of ice so that when the on-peak time hits and you're paying three times as much for electricity, well, you don't need to use as much because you've got this big block of ice, and it takes a long time for that to transition into where the air conditioning needs to run because it's so cold, as instead of just trying to keep these little tiny ice cubes frozen.
And the most important thing about supercooling is we have a lot of people spending a lot of money on trying to cut their summer cooling bills. The thing about supercooling is you don't have to spend a dime to do it. Your return on investment's immediate. It makes it easier if you get an energy management computer from Advanced Home System. It makes it easier if you get a programmable thermostat. People ask me all the time, Rosie, how did you invent this? How did you create this? I said, well, I didn't invent it. I just talk about it more than anybody else. The inventor, the creator of supercooling, is the man that owns Advanced Home System, our good friend Steve Kep. And he sells management computers that do all of this automatically for you on your house. Even my rental properties have his management computer on it. So supercooling, it's the concept of this, like Romy's ice cube illustration, or fuel. If the gas station at the corner sells gas for 10 cents a gallon for 2 hours a day, when are you going to fill your car up?
During that 2 hours. And I know the number because I've heard it for years, 602-799-5656. Anyone on APS or SRP?